Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, Steve Giaka. Seven cycling teams from Africa and Europe to take part in the 24th Chantabia International Cycling Tour that officially begins today will be presented to the population of Minta in the Upper Senegal division of the Central Region. Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo are the winners of the Football Cup of Cameroon after 60 years of chasing the glory. Brian Wemo's club Brentford is the first Premier League club to score in less than 40 seconds in three consecutive Premier League matches. Those were the headlines. A ceremony to present the teams that will compete for the yellow jersey at this year's Chantabia International Cycling Tour will take place this afternoon at Minta in the Upper Senegal division of the Central Region. 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa will compete in the five-lap event that will take the cyclists from the Central Region to the south and back. The SNH Velo Club and the Cameroon National Cycling Club are the two Cameroonian clubs who will be taking part in the 24th edition of the Chantabia International Cycling Tour. The last edition was won by Algerian Yassin Hamza. Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo have won the 2024 edition of the Football Cup of Cameroon after subduing Aigle Royale of the Menwa by 1-0. In Yaoundé, the game was played in the presence of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony marking the end of the 2024 sports season. Star building correspondent Christian Che Atam has a highlight of the event.
The closing jamboree of the 2024 sports season was total communion between the executive and the sports-loving public.
Excellence, Monsieur le Premier Ministre, chef du gouvernement, représentant personnel du chef de l'État, le mouvement sportif national vous souhaite une chaleureuse bienvenue au stade Omnisports de Yaoundé à l'occasion de la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2024.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
The maximum capacity crowd of the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium rose like one man to join the PM salute the national colors before the event. The army was in tandem with the national sports movement as the representative of the president, Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté, inspected the guard of honor. Handshakes with the presidents of the different sports federations and installation at the honors tribune of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and it was time for the cultural display. The hard-earned 1-0 victory of Colombe Sportive was the plat de résistance of the closing of the 2024 sports season.
We've just witnessed a very beautiful match. First of all, I would like to congratulate on behalf of the head of state all those who have organized this wonderful event, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, FECAFOOT, and all the other parties that joined forces to organize this. Obviously, there can only be one winner, and Colombe of Jai Lobo won, but I think Aigle of Menwa also did very well. So it's a very beautiful day.
A match followed by the award of trophies to the champions of the different sports federations for 2024.
Boris Ekoto's goal 10 minutes in the encounter at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium yesterday gave Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo their first ever Cup of Cameroon trophy. Ben Collins, Nyeberwo.
In the thrilling finale, Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo secured the first ever Cup of Cameroon trophy, defeating Aigle Royale of the Menwa 1-0. The South Region outfit began the match with unwavering determination, which paid dividends. In the 10th minute, striker Boris Ekoto expertly converted Ivan Vondo's pass, leaving goalkeeper Frank Derrick Kombobilu helpless. Aigle Royale's attempts to equalize were thwarted by Colombe's stalwart goalkeeper Idriss Mfo, who made crucial saves throughout the match. As the 90-minute mark approached, the packed stadium erupted in frenzy of the excitement, with Colombe Sportive's fans celebrating the team's triumphant victory. The electric atmosphere was palpable, culminating in a spectacular conclusion to Cameroon's sports season. The ceremony, graced by the Prime Minister representing the head of state Paul Biya, saw Colombe's captain Randy Kwala received the coveted trophy. This victory marked the culmination of an extraordinary campaign, mirroring the success of 53 other sports federations in Cameroon. The sports federations whose victors received the trophies from the hands of the head of state's representative, Prime Minister Joseph Diangute.
Ben Collins, Nui Berwo, Coach Richard Towa and Captain Kwar Randi of Kolom Sportive of Ja were speechless after the final whistle in yesterday's final for helping the club to lift the first Cup of Cameroon trophy.
It's a great moment. We can be proud about the job we have done because it was not easy to give these performances we give today. I think we must congratulate this team. And what is more important for us is that our supporters, the support we really give you a lot of power that we can go really through this cup. And today we can so be proud for them. It was very difficult match because we know that Egle is a very good team. Our aim was to score very earlier and we did it out of work. But I give God the glory for this year. Before Colum was created, God knew that we are going to make it. And we promise our fans they should come to the field. I'm so glad.
Supporters of Colum Sportive of Ja and Lobo have waited for 64 years to celebrate the victory and feel the joy that comes with winning the Cup of Cameroon. Their dream came to pass following the 1-0 victory over Aigle Royale of the Manual in the final yesterday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Michel Breeze says the victory is for the entire South region, while Alain Christian is proud to be part of the history-making event.
I'm very happy. We have been waiting for this victory since it is a victory of one region, the South region. We are so very happy for this victory.
I'm very proud of them. I'm coming from the South region. That's the first time a team of our region win the cup. I think I'm very proud to be part of this story because I will explain that to my son. And so that I was there when the first team of South win the trophy.
Although Aigle Royale were beaten in the final yesterday, the fans left the stadium satisfied with the fighting spirit displayed by the team.
The drama I'm seeing from both sides is not what I expected. For a team like Aigle, who had been so good under Coach Gaston Demfac, I think that they are being the complete opposite of themselves. I expected them to play harder, to serve us to a better Cameroon Cup final. Fortunately, Aigle is unable to get their footing in this encounter, and that has come against them.
Aigle Royale will be better. It is a very good team, but they must be a winner.
Like you heard, fans of Aigle Royale of the Manual have remained serene despite losing their third Cup of Cameroon final. They have, however, promised to come back stronger next year. Governor Awa Fonkwa Augustine, who led the fans from the West Region, shared his views with Ben Collins Nui Berwo. Take a listen.
We came very optimistic to make it, but it wasn't the case. The players did their best, but it wasn't good enough. They played. From the beginning, I think they were a little bit timid. Towards the end of the match, that it dawned on them that they could make it, but it was late. Colum merited the victory. I think they had the 12 players behind them. They were very mobilized. The whole South on the field, I think they covered 3/4 of the stadium, which was something positive in their favor. They played equally well. And I think since one team had to make it, they made it. I think next time a team from the West will bounce back, like last year, to grab the trophy.
Out of the country, Indomitable Lions attacker Brian Bwemo has been exceptional for his club Brentford in their last three matches, as the club became the first to find the net in less than 50 seconds in their last three Premier League matches. It began against Manchester City on the 14th of September and then against Tottenham and West Ham United, where Bwemo scored in the 22nd and 37 seconds into the matches. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news read by Harrison Ashutiku. Back to you, Steve Chega.
Thank you very much, Harrison. Have a nice day. Lupus National CRTV coming up. Canal Police, we're going to talk about an arrested of a suspect thief. After arrestation of a suspected thief in Yaoundé by AC, l'équipe spéciale d'intervention.